Shusha Bimari. The sugya of learning now is Eim Aflik Mesvino, Simon Reish Pemeches. Now, but Zman Azeh is not that common to go on these cruise ships, especially when they tire off. It does happen every once in a while in Israel when they decide to go this Dadrut on strike, and therefore they shut down their airports. I know a bunch of years ago my brother stuck, a lot of people stuck actually in Europe and couldn't get to Eretz Yisrael. So then there's a big shout about taking these ships to Eretz Yisrael. So Baruch Hashem, the Stadrut decided sometimes it isn't negated halacha going on boats. But it's more negated to us to extrapolate different halacha, different yisraelis that come out from the city over here.
Your mother, before she was married, she came to
the, we have a Baisa on Shabbos in Afyutas. The Baisa that says, Eim Aflik Mesvino, less than 3 days before Shabbos. Klal Osir, within 3 days. Second thing, Medva Murim, but Dafka, with a case of Rishos, Havid Vabitzel, my said, Smutter, Bitznai, Machlik, so you have your Shubim Wheel, if you have to say, I'm not Lifshois. And how the Baisa ends off, Mitzur, Litzidoin, Rash says, is a place that takes to go from one place to another within one day, but my said, Smutter. That means you have 3 points. Number one is, less than 3 days is Osir. Number two, have Machlik Mitzur is Mutter. And number three, a short distance, Lamai says Mutter. The question is, why is this also to go on a boat within 3 days before Shabbos? So Mishmu has like Dom over here, and he says there are Habataimim, and he brings down five different reasons. That's among the Svam that seem to be among the Shem, there are 9 reasons. We'll go first with the 5 reasons of the Mishmu according to his Seder. First, he brings down the Balamor, but he says that since when you go on a boat, come Shabbos, it might be a match of the Koch Nefesh, might be dangerous. The water might be have turbulence, like a capsized boat. So if you have right after koch nefesh, do malacha. So in essence, you're making a tnai to doicha Shabbos means have the sugya of koch nefesh. For this reason, 3 days before Shabbos, you do not let you go on a boat before because you're being masna litchot as a Shabbos. I the question is, frak the riff already against the balamor that you saw to say this malach. Even from Sunday onwards, you're being make a tnai to litchot as a Shabbos. So the Rif disagrees for this reason. Come along the Farshim, and they answer that we know this Yisrael, that there's a concept of something called Kamei Shabbata, and something that's considered after Shabbos. That means the gate to the Sugya of Avdolah, a person cannot do Avdolah much of Shabbos. Then what is Nichol Negeda of being part of the week beforehand of Shabbos? You want to say make Avdolah Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Masha'inkin, from Wednesday onwards called Kamei Shabbata. Therefore, a person has to start worrying about Shabbos from Wednesday and onwards. Masha Enkein, once before that, you don't have to start worrying about Shabbos. It's not nechon neged make it tonight to be doiches of Shabbos. They send you to another sugyo, the enemy shachtu, and get in the fayin zayin. Over there, a person makes a get to his wife, almanas, that you get it after Shabbos. Rav Gemara always mean almanas, get it after Shabbos. When is the zman of after Shabbos? The Gemara said very simple, this Kamei Shabbata, and the day of being Bosho Shabbos. That means Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday is Nichol Negedim after Shabbos. Once it's Wednesday, is Nichol Shabbos before it. That means the Gemara took the Sugya of Avdolah, the Get to Sugya a Get. Therefore, they shouldn't bring down to the Sugya over here. That's what's, when does the person have to worry and associate the days they get Shabbos to worry about it? It's only from Wednesday and onwards. Malachot, to be passing like this, Malamot is Malach. So Mechab is very clear and Sifdald. He brings it down, the Get to Sugya of Caravans. The Mo brings it down over here in Sif Alf and Sif Beis. That means we pass in the Balamor. That means the get a case of Shash Koch Nefesh from Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, you don't have to worry about it. That's the first Shito. The second Shito, the Bialoch, Mishra brings down from the Ramban, Portan of Ben Yeruchim. It's like being Masna with a Goy to a Molocha of Chol Shabbos. Now it's Koch Nefesh for Yitu Molocha. In the same idea, but you make it tonight with the Goy, and he might have to make these knots over here, Ukadoimo, to fix the different parts of the boat over here. So you make it tonight with the Goy to go fix the boat. Whatever other Rishonim, writ for the Amal Tashbats, make it tonight with the Goy over here. Now again, what is the reason to mechal between the idea of whether it's before Wednesday or afterwards? So the simple understanding is the same concept as Mepharshim, that you have to start worrying about Shabbos only from Wednesday and onwards. That's Kamei Shabbata. Ma'ashayikim is Sunday, actually the boss Shabbat, past the last Shabbos, then the Ma'ashayikim is Mutter. The Talmud does this a question, the Sukkot and Aleph, I will in the Sugin Simon Reish Mem Dalet, that when the person is Kotzatz with the Kablam, the Ma'ashayikim should be its Mutter, here you're Kotzatz before. Kamal Gataz, he answers, since you're sitting in the boat itself, therefore more chomer, machmer, all the truth in the Pim Godim and the Graz, more machmer, gam sugil kotzatz. Third reason, the Chavetz Chaim brings down from the Bein Chananel, he comes and says, based upon the sugi in the Ervin, that we have a boitli ifshato, what's the locha in the geto, tchumim, the mailam yod, what's the locha, less than yod, the istchumim, above yod, the shal, the istchumim, nach. Therefore, says the Rebbeinu Chananel, explains the Beis Yosef, that above 10, the Maisa is a shallow and they get the Yabosho. However, they get to the case of being on the river, which is a boat on the water over here. Lukula Amla is not joining me to the case of a Midbar. Therefore, Lukula Amla is the only case of Drabonim. That means on the Karko, could be Tchum, Mizu, the Raisa, whether it's Yud Beis Mil or not. The Maisa, they get to being on the water, Lukula Amla is the only case of Drabonim. Therefore, the boy to Ishtar, the Maisa Yud, the Maisa will be Michael. However, once it's less than Yud, the words of Ben Chananel is a Svinuk Sheshes. That means you have the boat over here being stunken in, and therefore the boat, it might be close to the ground of the water over here, of the ocean, the river over here, and therefore you have Bayam Tel Sugil of Tchumim. Therefore, if you know the boat above 10 Tvachim, it should not be a problem. Just the Gemara is asking it, why am I Tel Sugil of Tchumim less than 10 Tvachim? What's the sword to Michal between before 3 days and after 3 days? Says the Mishnah where the Pashas is, the same idea. One you have to start worrying from Wednesday and onwards at Kamei Shabbat. Before one, you don't have to worry about it. The Azura, when he says over this Malach, he says over a different Sfarot Mechal between the first 3 days and the last 3 days. He wants to say before 3 days, leading to Shabbos, Sugiv Mars, i.e., the person thinks he can be on the boat on Shabbos. Mashaiki, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, it's no Mars, i.e., he thinks he can get to your destination already before Shabbos. Sugiv Avshim also, a different verse of the Mishnah Brua. But again, this Chil between 3 days. And beforehand, La Locho, again, do we come along to say to be Makel, the person is above 10 from Sunday onwards, less than 10 from Sunday onwards. Meisim, if you read the Mechaber, Resh Memches, on the Sebeis, he says, when the case over here is less than 10, he says it's Osir. Osir. Don't say from which day. The Moz Meisim, Osir, Lot says, Chutzutchum. And the question is, what's the Sofa of the Ramah? So it sounds like from the going that's machlokes mechaber amor to be passed this mutter less than 10 from Sunday onwards. Maaseh Mishmur brings down the going over here. He says, "Pshat in the amor, what's also lotzeitz? The loch is you can only go less than 10 to be machmer from Wednesday onwards." He says, "Where's the amor that was before Shavuot in the loch and Sif Aleph?" That means the amor took on this Rebbeinu Chananel lekula a loch lemaisa. That's how Mishmur lemaisa paskins. That means you come up there's a kul over here. That means from Sunday onwards, it's less than 10, you'll be on the boat, 100%, a case of Tchumim. Come on, Mishibur, in the Sekhon Tezvav, he says, there are more, and Seval, for my he is Mekel, and therefore we'll take on the school of Ben Chanel against the Rif. And the Chur is against him, it's against the Machaber. The fourth he said, is come on the Rif, and again, he's not like any of the first two Mahalchim. He says, if you're going to eat the Melocha of Koch Nefesh, going to Melocha Adai Yisrael, or going in the case of Chumim, should be awesome Sunday and onwards. So what's the between the first 3 days and the last 3 days? You come along with the New Year side over here. When a person goes in the boat from Wednesday and onwards, you lead to the Issa being Mavatul Oinig Shabbos. Of course, the Shabbos Oinig, you Mavatul the Sugiv Oinig. Why? He says two ideas. Either the boat will rock back and forth, and therefore you'll be Tsar or Bilbul, and therefore Mavatul Oinig Shabbos, you won't be able to eat over here, this is the Shabbos. Or we tell the Sugiv Sirchoin, the atmosphere, seasick, which had the salt water that's around you, and therefore a person will get very nauseous, and therefore cannot become the end of Oinig Shabbos. I coined to him, what's the between within 3 days and before 3 days? He says that the idea is Ruach Hazeres. The first day you're sick, the second day you try to get better, the third day, once it's the fourth day, you might see you're fine. And therefore, some people, this from a Zalman, I know he'll be seasick for 4 or 5 days, so I'll say the getter is 3 days. 3 days you have to worry about it, you get seasick, therefore you cannot go on the boat Wednesday and onwards. However, beforehand, the Maisen, you get ready, usually Ruach HaZeres, and not come to the battle of eating. That's the Messias, that's the Derech Klal HaWisrael Mechapon. Lalocha, this Malach, that's the Rif, that's brought down Lalocha by the Rambam, by the Rosh, the Rashbam, and others. It's how the Mechaber Be'ikah brings down the same base. Force away the Mechaber. A fifth reason, the Chavetz Chaim brings down the Akdomo, we bring down from Tosfos, Ben Hai, is that we learn the sugya in Simon Shilam and Tes and Sebeis, the person cannot be shot, cannot go swimming on Shabbos. The gzeira is shem yasa chavushol shaitan. He might come to make a raft on Shabbos. Therefore, going on a boat with the same idea, the person will lead to the inyan making chavushol shaitan. I said, why is it muta 3 days beforehand? So Pashi can say the same idea, says Eli Rabo. 3 days beforehand, Maisel, within 3 days, also get to worry about Shabbos. Kamesha Bato, Mash Eken, from Sunday onwards, you don't have to. Maisel over here, the Mishmur brings down a different reason, according to the Beis Yosef, because once it's nicker, that you have to do a couple days beforehand, the Hakosh Boy will mind you not to make a Chavosh Shaitan. Came up with a different reason. One, they get involved with the Nafkmina upon the reasons over here. So again, we have 5 reasons in the Mishnah Berurah. This is mentioned for other reasons among the Rishonim that's brought down in different Makaris. One is the Beis Yosef bringing down the Rashbam. This idea, not mafling with Sfina, is Dafka Beishamai Shito. And we really read the Sugya of Beishamai holds a person cannot do Melach on Erev Shabbos if he cannot finish it before Shabbos. Over here, it's Beishamai and the Shito. So according to Beis Hill, you can go on a boat on Friday and Thursday, no problem. Rashbam Shito. Nocha Mahalach, a seventh Mahalach. The Ravon says the Israeli is going the boat is like a boy to Ishtar of Tchum and Bob 10 will be Machman Tchum and Bob 10. We come to ask over here. Now look at the Chanal says Daf with intent to be Machman and Bob 10 to be Megal. The Ravon says Bob 10 is also. An eighth reason that the Rashba in one shopping is down, the Re also says, is that because you might be Isaiah, you might lead the, be manning the boat, and therefore to do that is Ovd Nechol. You have an Issa Ovd Nechol. A ninth reason, Tosfos brings down in one shot, the Rosh and others bring down, that when you're a person, he's been manning the boat, the Betzem is Dal Amos and the Carmelis. You can't go Dal Amos and the Carmelis. Fine. So these are the 9 reasons among the Rishonim. To stick to the Mishnah Berurah, he said again he has 5 reasons. Number one, you cannot be Goyim to do a Melacha on Shabbos besides the Sugya of Koach Nefesh. Number two, you cannot be Goyim a Goy to go do a Melacha on Shabbos. Number three, Mitzvah Sugya of Gzeret Chumim, less than 10 Tvachim. Number four, Mitzvah Sugya of Bittul Oning Shabbos. And number five, Mitzvah Sugya of Gzeret Shot, making Chavosh al Shaitan. Melacha, which of the 5 do you pass him? If you look around, go to each one, Pasha will Chosh for all of them, except one with the Tanai. That means number one has Bittul Oinig, Mechaben Sebeis. Number two, Gorim Koch Nefesh, Mechaben Sef Dalad, and then one, Sef Alvin Sebeis. Number three, Mitzal Sugil of Tchumim, again, Mechaben Sebeis. It began the Alochos. We're moving down in the cool over here. The idea that Gorim are going to go to Malocho, not that will force away, but sound like Mishimu numerous times, also is Chashi for that. The idea of being shot, that might say we do not pass into Asun on Erev Shabbos. Now, the Maisa, we do not collect the Ben of Chanal of Erev Shabbos. However, it is brought down in Sif Gimel that we can keep on a boat on Shabbos, which has to give a shot. Then you're bringing down this idea of Ben of Chanal, that just like you cannot go swimming, who cannot go on a boat, it has to give a shot, unless you have its klolam of being cleanest inside the boat on Erev Shabbos, clean your shviso, then you leave it not, machlok to mechavad am over here. That means the klolam, we have this halacha, now to get to Erev Shabbos, again to give Shabbos. That means of the 5 reasons, sound like from the Shabbos, we went all 5, except the case of shot negate Erev Shabbos, only against the Sugya of Shabbos. Now, saying this halacha, that within 3 days it's Osir, Mok Mishos, before 3 days the Maaseh it's Mutar. What is the getter of 3 days? That means, we say Lifnei Shabbos. That means, does that mean counting before Shabbos, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then Shabbos? Or does it mean with Shabbos? That means Thursday, Friday, and Shabbos. And that means Wednesday, Maaseh Mutar. That means, what is Halacha Negeir to Wednesday? So, back then, you have to realize, we had 5 timing, and you have to go through the timing a little bit different. In Sif Dal, the Mechab is very clear. Sif Dal is the case of we had to get the Sugab Koach Nefesh. Do Shem say the Seid of the Heter is, before 3 days, Kamei Shabbat and Bosu Shabbat. That means, the Gemara says, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, the Maaseh is Nichl in the category of being Kamei Shabbat is also. That means the Gaita gave Chashash Melocho, that about us from Wednesday onwards. That's not a Machloikis Pashtus. And the Mechaber writes that way, clearly, Sif Dalet. Mechaber writes, the Locho here is, he writes 3 days before, and Yom Rishon, Yom Shen, Yom Shlishi is Mutter. He writes, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday is Mutter, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Maaseh, that's also. Well, that's the case of a mitzvah. I came along with Mishabruah, and it means down, it's a Machloikis, what the days are. When they're discussing Machloikis in the Geta, the Mechab Paskin and Sif Beis negate the Sugya of Enik Shabbos. That means two different Sugyas. That means the Mechab is clear, negate the Chashash Melocha, Sif Tal, the Aser. Pim Gom says, or Elul Shabbos says, the Bialochit Sif Tal says that way. The halacha writes that way. The Kabbalah Chaim puts himself vado neged chashash melacha from Wednesday onwards. Usher negates to give einig. Then they get involved with what does that mean? That means what's going with the Rif and the Rambam and the Rosh? What's the case 3 days before? That mishmur brings down machlokes among the achrenim. It brings down in Sefkotin Dalit. It brings down the Magar Avram. The Maaseh says it's also Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And the Magar Avram says, "How do I know?" He says, "Ein Sef Dalit." So I learned from the Sugi Chashash Malocha the Gedi Sugi Einig Shabbos. That's the Toshu Shabbos being gone in the Graz Chayadom and Kitzer. After the Shining, the mishmur brings down the Goyin that says, "Look at the Sefto, look at Yishalmi." But the Shabbos wants Mechalik. Say no. The Locha is that on Wednesday the Gedi Einig Shabbos the Maaseh is Mutter. Now the shaila is, why should be mutter? What's the study of the machloikis between the Eil Shabbos versus the Magar Avram? The Goyim versus the Magar Avram. So the way the Pirgonim explains, it's a question in the Sugya of Einig Shabbos that we have a locha, k'nam v'vatel Einig Shabbos. Can't. What does that mean? K'nam v'vatel, let's say a person goes in the boat Wednesday morning. That means it comes Thursday morning, jet lag. Friday morning, he's jet lag, or he's seasick over here. Come along Friday night, he's seasick. But Shabbos morning, that means he went on the boat Wednesday morning, 7 o'clock. Shabbos morning, once it's 7 o'clock, he's fine. So the rest of Shabbos, he can't have oinig. Explains the Prima Gadim, the site of the Machalik Sobir is, when you can have oinig on Shabbos, but not the entire Shabbos. On Sansa Ila Shabbos over here, the Goyin is saying over here, Maisa, I'm not about to oinig Shabbos, I'm having oinig Shabbos. Do I have every moment oinig Shabbos? Do I have bolster every moment? That to have yain every moment? To have to sleep every moment? Some guys say, yeah, have to sleep every moment. No, we don't have to. We don't have to oinig every moment.
1 second is enough.
I'm having oinig. So anytime I go on Wednesday, yeah, so we'll have 1 minute, an hour before, and I have oinig. I'll have oinig. I can eat. Mash Enkein, Magar Avram says, well, when it comes Shabbos, I have oinig for me to choose every Shabbos. I can have oinig the whole Shabbos. I mean, now, we sleep now, we sleep now. I'm choosing when to go do it. But if I'm blocked from having oinig Friday night because I'm seasick over here, that's definitely get up until oinig Shabbos. So the Sayyid al-Machlokes explains to Prima Gadim is, do I have to have every moment shaykh to be in a Pasha oinig Shabbos? Well, no, my son, I'm having oinig. When I have it, I'll have a Shabbos morning over here. Chura Anaf Kamino will get to in the next time in Rish Ram Tess. Is that let's say you have a bris Friday morning, and the person serves kisudah shlomo b'shaitoi, bris meal over here, and you want to fill yourself up, and you know when it comes Friday night, you can have your Shabbos meal. So the look is, if you can't have a Shabbos meal, you'll have it Shabbos morning. You'll have three kisudahs Shabbos morning. You see with the machlokes, Magar Avram, Mishmuel, they bring down, can a person mekayim oinig on Shabbos morning and not have it Friday night? It sounds like the same achloikis. The holy Zebes I have to get to. Well, myself, I'm having oinig on Shabbos. It's not Friday night. I can't eat Friday night. I'm so full. I can't eat. I'll sleep, do other things. I can't have oinig. I can't eat.
This is going to be like going to my room. It's just on Shabbos.
So it's not an oinig not to eat. I'm full.
Sisik.
Okay, again, what he said over here is bitul oinig. And the echadam, the chodeshani is why the lashon of the rif is the battle yisuda Shabbos. Yes, what about Sam being a tzari? Yes, kasha on the rif. This sounds like tafka that they're being battle oinig of yisuda Shabbos. So good or on the rif. Kasha, that's his lashon. So that's clearly what he said to my colleagues. But it comes out, you have to realize that this whole Mishnah Berurah, kasha is looking at Makoro Shabbos, is tafka and get to give oinig Shabbos. Again, get a chash chil Shabbos. That's before Shabbat Chabbat, Sif Dalit. That's for his Kamed Shabbat, both Shabbat. That's not the Gerta Asugyu. Of what days? What is 3 days over here? Now, the Gerta Olezmanim, Mishmur brings down Ladavka Shabbos, even in Yontif, even Yontif Sheni, he says. And also the idea of Samach Yontif, 3 days before, and the Maisa has the same call of the Gerta Yontif. I see the Oiz Mahodir asked, the Oiz was asking, but why do you have a heter of afterwards, or the Kamed Shabbat, both Shabbat, who does not apply to the Sugyu of the Gerta Yontif? Rishvahadu says the Eilim Tzedova Pashas Loi Plog. Once Chazal say by Shabbos, same in the case of Yontif. But the Maaseh Mishmur moving down, the Pashas coming down, the idea to get to Yontif has the same Sugya to get the idea of Shabbos. I do see the Taras HaShulchan wants a Taino, but Samuch to Yom Kippur is not a problem. Mitzvah the Sugya Oinig. Because there's no Dinam Oinig over here. Fine. Interesting idea. Shalom. Sorry? Yeah. It's the same Malachas in the Mishmur. Thank you. Now again, we have this price that says that number one, the loch is also within 3 days. However, before 3 days, the ma'aser it's mutter. And number two is b'kamitz, even within 3 days, it's also going to be mutter. In this price it says you have to place the email, you have to make it tonight. I'm not so delicious. You can go on this boat over here and tell the captain, you got to stop the boat. You got to stop the boat. That's how Rebbe paskins. Rebbe Gamliel says the ma'aser in the tzorach. How do we paskin? Machlokes Rebbe versus Rebbe Ben Gamliel. So first, the Sharetzin brings down the Ben Echnal that came out of his times, paskins l'kulo, that you do not have to worry about making this tonight. And that's how the Torah paskins. Atzal HaShenim, the Rambam, the Smag, all the Rishonim say, you paskin like Rebbe, we have a klal, Rebbe of Shem Gamliel, we paskin a local like Rebbe over here. I'm sorry, Agam HaShayetin, it's why that's so, Chorish HaPaskin of Shem Gamliel, Kasha. Halokha Ma'isad HaPaskin, the Mechab is very clear, we paskin a local that we do have to make this tonight. Mechab is said in Sif Aleph, we do have to make this tonight, we paskin L'chumra like the case of Rebbe over here. Once you paskin like this chumra, when do we make the tzai? Are you discussing make the tzai b'mokim mitzvah within 3 days? Mokim mishus before 3 days? Or is it maybe both, mitzvah and mishus? We have three options. What are we discussing over here? So, you look in the Rambam, Rotam and Mechaber, b'mokim mitzvah you're making the case of the tzai. Why? Because even though you have a head to go b'mokim mitzvah, you're causing a case to a chel Shabbos, you have to make the tzai over here. However, come along the Mishnah Berurah and discusses, is this Tanai Ma'akiv or not? So he says, sounds like some Machloikis, Delachroinim, Ma'akivom sounds like it is Ma'akiv, others sound like it's not. If he wants to make it serif out of it, so let's say a person wants to make it Tanai, and the captain says, nope, I'm not listening over here. So he says, since it's Ma'akimushi Efsir, therefore in this situation it will be Seimich, number one, or maybe those of Paschal Lakul, like Rav Shim Gamliel. Like a Ben Echnan on the Torah here, but maybe it's not Makiv, and they have a Mokum Shi'efshir, that person can't be Mekel, like Chayodim says, same Chayodim Makilim over here. So it comes out, even though we're Machbet to make it tonight, Mokum Mitzvah, Mokum Shi'efshir, the Maisa person can't be Mekel. Therefore, like my father said, my mother came to seminary in a boat in the 1960s, as she came to Yisrael over here, I don't know what day of the Maisa she went, even if she tried to make it tonight with the guy, I doubt he listened over here. Maisa, Makam Shi, yes, you want to come to seminary, yes, you'll be listening.
You don't need him to listen.
No, the question is, he tells you at the moment. You can't. Not that he doesn't listen later on. Mishwar said, Machlokes, Ma'akiv or not.
What does it mean to be
Shoyvet? Don't do, drop anger, don't do any
Malacha.
Yeah, don't do any. Whatever Malacha you have to go do, don't do. However, let's say on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, you have a head of a Makam Shus. Over there, do you have to make a case of tonight? So the Mishmos called Gimel coming from the Ta says, no, you have to worry about it. It's out of the parasha. That means once it's before the 3 days, it's not in your mind, don't make even the tonight. The mice, even though it's a case can lead to a Kshash Malacha, don't worry about it. However, this idea, the Mishmos is very clear over here, that it's, at least he's saying Makam Ishi Yefsha, it's not Ma'akiv. However, get to Loch and Sif Dalid, only say over there is Ma'akiv, but the case of caravans. Then you have the loch over here in Sif Aleph for the case of a boat. Came along the Balamor and he says, now in case of a boat, who did the person who travels in the midbar in these caravans also has the same aloha 3 days before and according to Malach over here. Came along the Mishnah Berurah over there and says a very important yesod that this whole entire heter of Shash Malacha for the case of a boat is only a Safik Malacha. But let's say you know for sure you lead to the act of Mekorach Nefesh, of Vadai, and you have to Mechal Shabbos for sure, of Vadai. Says the Mishnah Berurah, then was you have to go. And even from Sunday, you cannot go on these caravans. We'll speak out a little bit more by Riches. If so, says the Mishnah Berurah, therefore, in this situation, to make the Tanai is going to be Ma'akiv. That means what's going to paskin? Then you're going to lead to him Korach Nefesh on Shabbos, it can be also from Sunday. That means the whole reason why it's put on Sunday, do not worry about it. But you do have to worry about it in the case of Vadai, then you have to make it Tanai. That means you have to worry from Wednesday onwards, you make it Tanai. And there's not Makiv. What to be Samechon? But Sunday onwards, what had the Ebel Maisa asked? There's no truth from over there. Maisa over there is Makiv. And the person says, no, you cannot go on the boat. It was in the situation with the case of Adai. That means it'll only be Makel in the case of the Rabbanon or the case of Suffolk. Now, we have, again, the Ikki side over here, which Shmuel points out, that the Mechavet Paskin, the reason the Asar is Mitzal Sugiv Oinig Shabbos. I heard one Rav want to Taino, the person who wants to go on the airplane on Thursday, to Chutz Laretz. He has a baya of landing there on Thursday because of jet lag and mevatel oining Shabbos. He also said to come to Eitz Yisrael. That's the Mechab Mitzvah Dalet. That's from Mokum Mitzvah over here. Therefore, you can leave no problem from Chutz Laretz to come to Eitz Yisrael for sure on Thursday. That means no excuse. No, there's madness here, start Wednesday, Thursday. You know, no, you come. But to leave, what's the answer? Jet lag. The case, so I think the parents will not mind if you do not come for 4 full weeks to Chutz La'aretz before Nissan. 3.5 weeks, usually after a couple of days, get a little bit tired of you. I don't think these nichols get a keep all day. I don't think they don't mind if you keep a Wednesday, you would come on Sunday. I don't think they really medactic. Now, the case over here of seasick, when you look at the Makarish Shabbat, it's very clear the person cannot hold down the food, cannot enjoy Shabbos, and that's them. You can't wait for these 3 days to end because you're nauseous. People like making the flights on Thursday, and they come to Shabbos, they want to enjoy the meal. They just don't want a 2.5 hour meal, they don't want a 3 hour meal. They want to enjoy the food, and they want to also enjoy the sleep. They enjoy sleeping over here, it's Kishmak over here, that's also the eating Shabbos over here. And it's not the Seder's, they do not want Shabbos. They want Shabbos. They want to enjoy Shabbos. Different sewer, they want to enjoy Shabbos. They will be comatose instead of learning. Fine. Each one has their purgatory, which is important to them. So I think the case over here being seasick is, no, I do not want to be in this matzah. Why I'm seasick, it bothers me, I cannot enjoy the meal on Shabbos. Mashenkin, on jet lag, I can enjoy it. There's a type of sewer over here. There was nothing, there's a problem of flying. It's an hour to go of a flinging machine.
I'm a flinging machine,
not
only when you go in Shabbos also?
No, you're not going to Shabbos. We have to other cases. You give a vato on each Shabbos.
How's a bunch of Shabbos if you get to your destination?
Again, it's only the calm rivers, right to the river, now.
We need to be sure of the sea. We need to be sure of the shore. The shore trip is asking.
Or either you won't get seasick or it's a case of an hour.
Saying you won't get seasick from a short trip.
Or a case of an hour. Could be you'll get seasick. Maybe you'll get better right away. Maybe
you get better right away.
Now, in this idea of not going in a boat, so the Chum discussed, what was Bizman is there in our boats? Our boats are much more sophisticated. They have hydraulic systems over here to make sure that doesn't really shake back and forth over here. And some fancy cars have the same system over here, not to get bumps in the road. And therefore, there's a shallow today. Do we have this issue of going on boats? A problem getting seasick? The way the Yasha was asked him, or the way he said over, today, you know, our boats can be hotels already. It's very fancy. People have these cruise ships over here. They're going to the Sugi of Oining. Not even for a destination. They mamash enjoy it. Therefore, Betsim, they point out there's a more uksia, a yaivitz already, that says, the only day Issa going upon a boat is dafka in those days when the ruach was taking it, the wind, and therefore the wind goes back and forth. But if even in his days when that sailor's doing it, and being more sophisticated, even in his days he wanted to matter boats that were not being done by the case of a wind. When he was asked by a carp and Shabbos, he said, Echonami, today, these cruise ships, they're much more sophisticated, and therefore Lechor not have the bayam inside the sugi of Enoch. How he says, let's say you know that you get seasick, or you cannot take Dramamine, whatever the word is, anti-nausea things. If you take it, fine, you're fine. But he said, if you know you're one of those people who will have this problem, he said, you can't go, but Echonam Bederek, well, you can. And therefore, the Archa Shabbos brings down the same story. If you know a person that goes on a boat will not be a problem, today, Wednesday, Thursday should not be an issue. Again, after Enoch Shabbos. Again, Melchama Sebeid, discussing Sebeid right now. Atzad Hasheni, Kamung the Be'aymer, and he says, Maisa, the R people get seasick. Kamung the Fight, he said, Bizman Azeb, people do get seasick. And therefore, it certainly is a Mila Mosoi. And then it sounds like a Shingle Das question that a Gam, it's not the Moin Am, but certainly is a Mila Mosoi people. Do we still have the Chazal that answers it? Or no, the B'yashu said there's no loy plug over here. And Maisa, you have a right to be make if you know you don't get seasick. What? I think the spray thing is also you don't. People don't get seasick. They don't. They don't. Most people do not get. That looks like with Mana Chazal. Could be sincere or also. Could be they said not just one or the other. Could be both together. So my sister, we have Etibiz Mana Zer. They do ask about sailors who go constantly on these boats. My sister, Etibiz Mana Zer, Sharmberg, Gibby, you say that might not a problem. They don't get seasick. There's no like plug over here. I said, they don't have a problem. Now, once we have the idea of Oinig Shabbos, the Seid Shabbat, Rabat for Oinig, it's not like plug, but you have to take the lumdis into account. Discuss, let's say, another case. A person, can he go to a dentist on Friday? Now, for cleaning, you can, but the gate, let's say you have to get your wisdom tooth removed, you have to do a root canal, and if you ever had these things happen to you, you know usually that night you cannot eat. Maybe the next day you can. But mice, that night takes away your enjoyment of Oinig Shabbos, having the Seid Shabbos. So Mitzvah Sugya, can a person, Lemaisa, do it? He had a choice when to get the appointment. So Lemaisa, if he's in pain, fine, he has to take care of it. But let's say, you know, you can either just do this root canal, the wisdom tooth, either on Thursday or Sunday. Any day. So for the Shani Lemaisa being down, then they should not do it on Thursday, not do it on Friday. It's Mevatel, your eating Shabbos. But Berkowitz, I heard him say over, they said the Minig Yishlaim is not to have the dentistry open in Yishlaim on Friday. He does say he does not know how long the Minig Yishlaim is to have dentistry in general. But whatever that means, he says, Minig Yishlaim is not to be open on a Friday. Simply Minig Yishlaim not to be open numerous things on Friday. Well, for all doctors, you know, the Ruched is not open. But the dentistry of mice is not open. However, let's say a person has a choice when to go do it. He has a choice to do it either during the week when you have Seder, or on Friday, people don't go to Seder. Then Mok Mitzvah, Avada, Halacha is Yishlaim on Friday. Well, the way it was just about Feinstein, the person, Isha, has the opportunity to do it during the week, or in the case on Friday, and on Shabbos, he'll have a husband to help her out, take care of the kids. She said, yeah, but then the Bokum, you know, take care of your eating Shabbos, your husband helping you out. You can't do it on Friday. Fine, but Maisa again, instead of eating Shabbos, you have to worry about it. Bokum Mitzvah, Bokum Serech, again, that's halacha, the person can't be Mekel. Now, this idea we see clearly in the base. If you take care of the bayot, the maisa, it's not a problem to go on a boat on. Mok mitzvah. Mok mitzvah. That means the person has to get to yeshiva on Thursday and leave to go to a place he'll learn. Mok mitzvah. It's not worse the case of schayra, a sif dalet, of ein lim chayis.
It's a good. You don't want to do it a different day, so I'm doing it then. I think itself
is not a mitzvah. Going in the boat, it's a guy for panos for a vocho. The boat itself is not a mitzvah.
You have a trip to take, so you won't take it all week, because you learn. So you go Friday.
Oh, the other way, the backwards. I think it's the same thing.
Do you like it Friday?
I think it's the same thing. Especially once you have the head to the sevdal, to these coolers over here, I think about it. It's not the real mitzvah. It's a lesser dark of a mitzvah. Agam mishbu has ein lim chayis. Now, we very clear to Bay is that certain times it's going to be mutter. We don't have to worry about these cases. That means, again, before 3 days, it's mutter also shows. In 3 days, mutter mokum mitzvah. But let's say a case when you go on the boat, it's rave goyim. When it's rave goyim, therefore, there's no issim mitzvah chash melocho, whether that's koch nefesh, or chash melocho, negates to go of chumim, where it's above 10 over here, or the goyim to melocho for you. And the person is ruggled to go on a boat, or Bizman Zay, you know you're not getting seasick over here, there's no problem to go on a boat from Thursday to Friday. Now, the way how the Mishmur brings down is when the goyim are going on the boat, you're the one yid, or the meat of Yidin is on the boat, not to worry about going on a boat on Thursday or Friday. We spoke at one time in the gate of the sigil of Amir Lenochri about going, having enough from an act that the goy has to go do on Shabbos, he cannot have enough. We go after the getter of Rav. That means the Rav goyim. That's for the goyim. It's mutter to have an o. Rav Yisraelim, then it might be also to have an o. We spoke of then what's really said over here that there's a first soul that Moshe passes like this. Let's say there's a meet of goyim, the apartment building, 50 apartments, the chashmal blew, and there are 40 yidden and 10 goyim. Come along, kaned goyim. They come to go fix the chashmal. Now, Rav Yidden, 40 families in Meisel here are yidden. Can you have enough from the Chashmal on Shabbos? Says that's very Yisrael. If they have to, and they're taking the boat, no matter what, beside the meat of Goyim, then we do not look at it as if they're doing it for the Yisraelim. Because they can do it anyway, no matter what. That means usually we look at Rav, why? Because if it's Rav Yisrael doing it for the Yisraelim, they would not do it without the Yisraelim. Says that's very Yisrael, but let's say we do it anyway. That means Kana is going to fix the Chashmal even for one family. There's 50 families. One going 45 Yisraelim. Come along and all 49 Yisraelim say, don't do it. One guy said, do it for me. Kanan will fix it. So that's very solid. He's doing it for the guy. Therefore, you know, Rav Yisraelim, Maish can have enough men on Shabbos. But Maish are passing this way. And the first one, the get the case of boats over here. Others say that's not the simple reading. The Archa Shabbos speaks down of Moshe, speaks down to Israel, it's Chiddush Otzim Wotsteiner, wants to argue the point, say it's not true this way. So fine, so this Hetrus of Beis is a good Shaila. What's the Lach when it's Rav Yisraelim will still be mutter. But how the case of Rav Goyim, again, there's no Kshashim Lach, not Koch Nefesh, not by Goy, above 10, no by against to go a Tchum over here, versus Ruggle, no by a Bainik Shabbos. If so, at least. What?
Also, the
going doesn't come
also
for only Israel. They have to do it for each. No, but this, no, again, the Chiddush of the Tiferes is saying all this, since they have to, if you say don't do it, it's not doing it for you. Even if you know, you don't have to go say that anymore. Since you would say that they would still do it, they're not doing it for you. Now, which leads to the question today, can you have these boats, go on these boats with Manazelah, plus one time you're allowed to? All the Tiferes not apply. Let's say the driver is a Jewish company, and the captain could be a Yid. And you have these different companies over here that the Manhigim and the sailors and the people doing Malacha are Yidin. Can you go on these cruise ships, kosher cruise ships, when the Bayah, it means Halasuk of Yidin doing Malacha? I mean, he's going doing Malacha. Pasha today, numerous reasons why he make it. What happened when Yidin doing Malacha? So Moshe is a Truman of Chaim Chalik Aleph, and he also Chalik Beis, and he says that. It seemed that people were quoting Rav Moshe incorrectly. And when he writes in the Shuvah, he says that if you didn't go on this boat, most cases over here are Goyim, he says from Sunday onwards, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, you have to worry about Shabbos. That's the loch over here. You have to worry about Shabbos. Idle mice at the end of the day, you didn't do your malacha? That's not your achrayus. You went on the boat, and I'm being bekuch nefesh, they did the malacha, that's not negar to you. I see the Archa Shabbos, yes, and Moshe, and then they have enough from Meister Shabbos. So Moshe said, they put on light. You can never know. Moshe writes, you can never know. They do Malacha specifically for you to put on light. But going on the boat, the Meister are going there. They're doing for the Goyim, or the Echidim, or they're doing it anyway, and you're not making the difference over here. Meister, you can never know. Levi Moshe says, technically, he says you can't go on a boat, even when it's Yidin, who are doing the Malacha over here. So now, Meister Shabbos, again, he gets him on the Jew, what exactly do? He says, what do you want? He said, what's the Hanoi you're having? No, it's a light. So he gets involved, get there a day earlier, usually it's the cruise itself. You don't mind the anchor. You don't mind if they stop. You want them to stop. You'd rather be in the boat the next day. You'd rather have it, he says. So what Hanoi you're having? He says, if you get to the destination a day earlier, he says, maybe it's Rabban, maybe you can make for another reason, it's Rabban Shaboy. What's the Isser verse say? Instead of showing the Ara, the Shubas who wants to argue the Moshe, there's all the Tzir, the Chavadas, the Archa Shabbos wants to disagree. Again, the Archa Shabbos will ask them, the Moshe says, because we all know, and Chanami tells her. However, we mentioned before in the Shibur Shita, and Shavkon Chavav, quoting the Mogarbam, there's Vanei Chilu Shabbos, it's also even Sunday onwards. In this case, it's Vanei Chilu Shabbos, we also even Sunday. But Moshe says, Sunday, on the Tuesday, you don't have to worry about it. That's the Lachal Vin Reshav Ches. Mishmur says, you do have to worry about it from Sunday, on the Tuesday, but case of Vadai. This is case of Vadai. So the Moshe Rachaim Michilik Vav, I think the last volume, the true over there, he asked upon himself this question. He says, true the Maisel, Mishbuah, and the Magavam this way. He says, it's against the Mechab and Ramah, against the Taz and the Goin. A Yeshua Milismach upon these other Shitas, not like the Mishbuah, not like the Magavam. They pass to the Loch Lamaisel, he says, Medinoi is like the Mechab and Ramah. It comes down, the Chur to go on these cruise ships, because the Mishbuah will be also, I mean, it's a Sugar Vatai, Mishbuah Sukhan Chavav. But you get involved in the Sugi Messiah, with the Klamo and the Gate Messiah. So this is shallow if you can do it. Now, the Yidin are doing Isser on Shabbos. With the Vadai. And you have been going with it. And you have been going with it. And Mishnah says, Vadai, you have to worry about it. With the case of Vadai, you have to worry about it. You're making it nice. Chal Shabbos over here. Now again, he'll do it anyway. But again, if going to do it anyway, it's no Heter, right? The Mishnah is going to have those are also. Fine. Now, I know the main hack in the past 20 years about these cruise ships is not per se Shabbos, is should Ashkocho give Ashkocho to these cruise ships when other things are going on, not negated to the food. That means the mokma of the entertainment, the ambience, the frivolity goes on over there. That means, but that will no way give Ashkocho to this place. In America, or you and Stark, the big mavucha, the Yivashkoch, these places, someone in China, they're going to have these cruises and these trips anyway. At least let's save them from the Yisrael and get to the Kashrut Shabbos. Another sefer keret, you bring marshal people to go on these cruises over here, till other things happen over there, and you have to be responsible for the surrounding areas. This argument and conscience in the get to give ashkocha in town, give ashkocha in different hotels. So a question in general, but that's when I give ashkocha. They tell me in a place there's a television over there. I say that's not our eschayvus over here. It's a question in ashkocha, but that's the main hack to get these cruise ships. But not to get to us, we rather don't go to these places. In Sif Gimel is halacha about not going in a boat on Erev Shabbos, going in a boat on Shabbos. I mean, even though we just mentioned Sif Beis, we can take care of all the problems and get to Erev Shabbos when it's Rav Goyim over here, and it's above 10 over here, and the person does not get seasick. But on Shabbos is where we have the Ben Echanal's idea of Zeru, the sugya of Shot. Make a case of Chol Shol Shaitan. Maisa comes out that a person can make a kinyan in the boat over here. Whether they can leave the boat or not, Maisa the Ramah brings down even to get off the boat, and go back on. Fine. Ask Maisa, not usually the Negeya, but does Negeya, local Maisa, a sugya we mentioned already last month, about what to say on Shabbos. Can I say I'm going to Eretz Yisrael on. First, can I say I'm going on a boat? I mean, we know the local David Dov is. Anything you can't do, you can't say. That means I cannot write on Shabbos. I cannot say tonight I'm going to go write. I can't say that. I can't say, I know I can cook on Shabbos. I can't say tonight I'm going to go cook. Can I say tonight I'm going on a boat? Tonight I'm going on a boat. Come on, Aruch HaShulchan says, since I'm allowed to go on a boat on Shabbos, I did not make the Shvi, so I did not do it. But since it's Shach, the Pearl for me to go on a boat, just like I can say I'm going tonight to Bnei Brak, I got my note to not go because no borgin over here. You know, every 70 amis, a case of a shed. But that's all nichol get up here, Shaboy. Since it would have been possible, this borgin would have been possible. What kind of shvisa? Therefore, I can say on Shabbos tonight I'm going on the boat. That's Rosh Hashulchan. We're talking about the Pesach, Shalom Zalman, Chaim Pnevsky, Shmir Shabbos, Rafalk, and others. Building upon that, we discussed then, can we say in Simchat Zayin that tonight I'm going to Eretz Yisrael? I'm foolish in flying was other Mavucha. Can I say tonight I'm going to Eretz Yisrael? Everyone knows how you're going tonight to Eretz Yisrael. It's Shabbos, on Shabbos, I'm going to Eretz Yisrael. You're flying. But maybe tonight meant I'm going in a boat. Time going, the different way is going. You can still go on a boat and you can fly. How do I know I'm flying? Because it's stubborn what you're doing. But maybe not. So if you let it go by the boat, I got my know you're going flying. That's again, the get up here. Therefore, says Abdul Yashir, send me Gila Sefer. Want to say tonight I'm going to Eretz Yisrael? Besides, it had to be time, maybe the Sugya Mitzvah. But let's say I want to say tonight I'm going to America. We might just come up with a place to say, built upon our Sugya Sif Gimel over here. Again, the Mechaber Yishlot, because he's not on the boat anymore. But according to the Amor Shito, the Moshe is in Limchais. So again, and therefore, the Chaino Ksas Mekoyim is built upon this Ramah. Come along with the Yashir, says, you can say tonight I'm going to Chutz Loretz. Why can't I go on a boat? Possible. What's the possible? My sister's motor.
You want a plane also? Oh,
so then they get involved. Gil Sefer wants to tie it also. What's this? Going in an airplane. That's a big shaila. Maybe we'll mention a little later. Can you go on the air? Can the airplane leave? Can you go on the airplane on Shabbos? Is that motor also? Great question.
You have
Tchumim
Lamal
Rasuja. It's all the ground. Oh, so you're Tchumim. I mean, they'll get to a Malmeh, so not a problem. We pass no Tchumim. The Maisa, just like the Yam is not like the Midbar, or the ear is not like the Midbar, you can say.
Well, it's
on the ground. Oh, that's more the problem.
Well, that is on the ground.
Yeah, so Moshe has a Tshuva, and he says the Chor, the runway in that area itself is out of the Tchum. That's what Moshe trying to say. Organ on the runway. But. Come on, the halacha in Sif Dalet, and we have this halacha of a person cannot be goyim with the chash of chil Shabbos. That means we have the halacha in the case of Svina, according to Balamor, it cannot be goyim the chash of chil Shabbos in the mokum koch nefesh. It can only make it tonight to lifchas of Shabbos. Came along the Balamor and says who in the case of going in a midbar by the case of shor case of caravans, the revolution troop over here. Therefore, we had this halacha that even though the Ikat Thomas and Sif Beis, such as Oining Shabbos, came along the Mechaber, we did not also negate the sugya of caravans over here. The guy the sugya going to find the Midbar. Now, this idea that we're passing over here in Sif Dalet, and again, the other one in Sif Aleph, brings down the same halacha Maisel, What's the loch in the gear when it's a case of Vaday Chilul Shabbos? Now, he's saying, Pasha, the Mechab is saying over here, the case of going to this caravan is going to be mutter from Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. However, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, it's also a lesson of Mokka Mitzvah. Should it sound like the same sugya as Svino, the gear to the sugya of this case of the caravan is going to the Midbar. Therefore, the place can point out, and you read the words of the Mechab, the loch is not to Mechalak. Call Yodim Shem Tzrich Mechal Shabbos. Everyone knows you have to Mechal Shabbos. Where's the Mechaber is? You know you have to Mechal Shabbos. Not the case of a Sophic. Case of a Vaday. Well, that's the words of a Mechal. Also, even the case of a Vaday, you have a right to go on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Taz is going. Asad Hashem again, Mogavrom, brings down Uri Ben Levi, brings down the Radvaz, which brings down from the Shir Knesset Agdela that way, the Knesset Agdela that way. The loch of Mice is not that way. Only by the case of a Sophic. Or a case of the Rabbanon, you have a right to be Mekel on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. A case of a Vaday, a case of the Raiso, he's marked this way in the Bialocha, says which one they should have come along to argue over here. Says the Maisi will not have the Heter, a case of a Vaday. Very important, Mishabot, Kon Chavov, Vaday does not have a Heter Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. And you read the Bialocha, and the Gemara says, not only what about Mokka Mitzvah on Sunday, also there is no Heter. That means the Heter is either a case of a Sofik, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, or Sofik. From Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. However, a case of a Vaday from Sunday, Emma Mokka Mitzvah, Mice is still the case over here, it's also.
But you might get your
Not sure. No, I have to think about it. Now, let's say a person, he went in the boat on Sunday, but Mokka Mselfik. Mokka Vaday. He went, he was even Isser, according to Mishabruah, according to Mokka Vam, he was even Isser. It came Shabbos, and it's Matzbe Koach Nefesh. He's in the midbow over here. The caravan is going, case of the chum over here. That means you have no hete. It's not chum. You're even Isser. Words of Mishabur sound like even a case of Rabbanan. I said before, a case of a Sophic, but not only derisive. Even the Rabbanan. Words of Mishabur sound like even Isser Rabbanan won't have this hete. Even Isser Rabbanan won't have this hete. So you're going to be traveling with this caravan, chumim, whether it's Yubim Mills, deriso, or whether it's a case of Rabbanan. You'll be even Isser of Koach Nefesh. You have a right to? Maybe you have no right to. You max yourself with your Mokum Sophic. Maybe you have to stop. Let all everyone go on. You stay by yourself. Alright, the lions will come and danger will happen. You have no food over here. You have no right to be where you are. Maybe, Ma'aseh Echad, you have to give up your life. Maybe you have to. So we discussed this question in Simon Shinchov test, where Kisugo of Koch Nefesh and the Koch Moshlem over there brings down, and the Gemara Shabbos and Nafim Heyman Aleph, the Gemara over there says, the person lit Chanakaneris outside, Mokum Sakona, words of Rashi over there. The loch is when it comes for a night and he wants to bring the Chanakaneris inside, it's at Sakono. Says the Gemara, the only reason why you have a right to bring it in, some of Shimon Shita, there's no muksa, and therefore b'shasat chak b'samech upon him b'shimon. David said to Shlomo Kluger, a person has no right to mechal Shabbos with matzav himself mekoch nefesh. He put himself in mokum sakono. He did something incorrectly. The Gemara says mokum sakono. That lismach on b'shimon b'shasat chak. Otherwise, without b'shimon, you have no heter. Shlomo Kluger. Maisa, when he mentioned the sugya, then we pointed out that the halacha of k'nai b'shim b'shas chak mokum sakona chavrei, the words of the Mishnah Berurah, when he brings it down, says sakona does not mean koch nefesh, means sakona smomim or danger over here, and they point out who's matirit mishmur by us of kol lam gimel. He writes, even though you went on it v'iser and it's mutter from chal shabbos, and therefore numerous places can argue with Shlomo Kluger. Moshe brings it down and says it's a bar, and others have shakal shenis against him, Shlomo Kluger, to argue vehemently against him with kamarayis, and numerous shuvas about this question over here. And they do have to answer Israel. The Meshmur of the Kol Gimel says the word mutter, that you machs yourself mokum sakono, and might have a right for Chal Shabbos. Why? Because at the end of that, you're wrong. You have a chai ban. If that's so, come on the Meshmur and says, in the case of Vaday, you have no right to go on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Therefore, he goes on further, and he brings down also the Magar Rom, Al Pizeh, Sandum Akshav, Shemasakvim, Akshav, Sashloi Chel Shabbos. Person puts himself in a little bit of sakono, he puts himself in danger, and all not to Chel Shabbos. Mishmur says what? That he can leave on Sunday, come Shabbos, is Makam Pekoch Nefesh, and he'll put himself, and he won't take care of it. He won't. A little bit, the words of Mishmur is Ktas, the words of Magar Rom without the word Ktas. He'll put himself in Mokum Sakono. That means he did something on Sunday and he's going to put himself in danger. Why? Because they don't want to be, they don't want to be over the Islam of Freya. What's your heter? You're sakonu v'chayben. Says Mishmur, I'm gonna try a little bit. You're in danger over here. Does a person have a right to put himself in the matzah of danger and not be over an Isser? So Rabbi Chanan Kevitz Oris brings down the Chavetz Chaim and the Mok Avram and Simon Chav Gimel, and he wants to say a chiddush over. Gets involved with Shabbos Chutz or Chuyo. He wants to taino going in the caravan Sunday, Monday, Tuesday is mitla tol v'koy, but he has to mechal Shabbos. In the case over here, when he ends up not being mechal Shabbos on Shabbos, there's not even Isser on Sunday. However, when he is mechal Shabbos as pekuch nefesh, he's even the Isser on Sunday. Therefore, says the Chavetz Chaim, the Mokar Vom, he can try to put himself mokum sakono, not be over the Isser, and the Chai Bem does not save himself from the Isser Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Chai Bem is a case of the Chuyo. Chai Bem is mat you to the pool now. But you want to save yourself from the Isser Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday? It's only in a situation you're not over there, the not Mechal Shabbos. Pelotzim. Shlomo Zalman quotes Mulchonon, says, at the end of the day, you have the Chai Bem. The Chai Bem is Doichu Shabbos, Chai Bem is Doichu, not to worry about Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. What? After Chai Bem, Mechal Shabbos. The Chai Bem did not take him Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. How could that be? People employ him. So, what's he saying? Again, Mishmur says you're right to Mechal Shabbos, but put yourself in Sakono. Again, Mishmur Ksas, Mogamam the other word Ksas. How can you put yourself in Sakono? The Chai Bem. Do you have a head to put yourself in Sakono? So, Ramosh and Shuvan, Ochai Mechal Galef, and Ochai Shabbos, they say a similar idea. A very important Yisoyin of Koch Nefesh. She spoke out in the Shin Chavtes, but the Makar they're coming from is really from over here and other places. They get the Koch Nefesh, that sometimes there's a Chiv, V'chai Bem, L'Sam Adam Recho, to Mechal Shabbos, and sometimes there's a Heter to Mechal Shabbos. The two different levels of a danger of what to go do. Let me, for example, Isha, she is having contractions, and she's going to give birth. So some Noshim, an hour or two to end of Shabbos, they're going to run to the hospital, drive in the car, their ISO, and they'll get there. Heter V'chai Bem, no, the issue is like, I'll wait. I'm more Gua, my personality. I'll wait an hour or two. I'm not worried about it. So the one Mechal Shabbos, she had a right to. The one who was choosing not to Mechal Shabbos, she's Oyvi Nisser. Oyvi Chai Bem. Oyvi Leisam Adam Recho. Sometimes there might be signs going off in Eretz Yisrael. No, somebody would run to shelter and the Mechal Shabbos. Others run outside to go see the rockets go. And others just sit over in bed. Right? So what is Mechal Shabbos? Others like, okay, what does that mean? So Moshe writes, Toli b'teva odom. There's certain things that are vada b'koch nefesh. You know, car accident, Mechal Shabbos. Chai Bem, l'sam adam recho. The certain things are, you have a right to Mechal Shabbos, you have no chiv to Mechal Shabbos. Pen pani teva, certain people have more daigas, they're more worried, is a chance it might happen. You have a right to Mechal Shabbos, the signs go off. The others, they turn over. They'll go outside to go see it happen. Fine, each one onto their own. Different ways to relate to different situations. Contraction, case, kainza. So therefore, the words of Moshe totally depend upon the tev of the person, the pach of the person, the how much he's makshvit negatim. Therefore, the Moshe and the Chashav is saying, that's what the Chavetz Chaim Mokavam means over here, puts himself in sakona. Which sakona referring to? Not the sakona, the real sakona. That you have a chai man. They have a nisa. You have a lo sham adam recho. It means the sakono of the low level, you have a right to Mechal Shabbos, that, Mishmur was saying, on Sunday, try to put yourself in the level, don't bother. You have a right not to Mechal Shabbos. And that level over here, the word Archa Shabbos is Seik Godlam Koch Nefesh. Different level over here. There's a level over here, you have a right to Mechal Shabbos, but you don't have to Mechal Shabbos. That's what the Mishmur means. You have a heter, so call him a gimel. But do you have to? You don't have to. That, just besak yourself, not be over this Lama Freyo. When you get to levels, we also can't have no heter. I mean, it really depends upon what levels. The get him the shmartim, that's the chiv shavoy, is when it's when everyone agrees you're in danger. When it's based upon your hakoshes, that's the low level. That's the Chavetz Chaim discussing over here. Now, this Indian of Chavetz Chaim is saying a person has to worry from Sunday onwards, mokum vaday, even mokum mitzvah. So the question is, where is he getting it from? Shalom among the Sfarim, is it Dinder Aiso or Dinder Abonim? The Chochmah Shlomo says, based upon the Sugya Nida Daf Lamaches, the Chassidim or Rishonim will not have Tashmish on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, only from Thursday and onwards. The reason is because they do not want to cause for the wife to give birth 9 months later on Shabbos, and therefore they were worrying already 9 months earlier. Not they were worrying from Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. They were not worrying from 9 months earlier not to have a child, which is a mitzvah, which is on the sugya of the Shash Chil Shabbos. Where's the makor to worry about this? Remember Shabbos, always remember it. Maybe there is no chiyuv. The chiyuv is on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. But the idea to remember it from, so Shlomo Kluger is ready from Sunday and onwards, ready from 9 months and onwards. Chofetz Chaim, when he discusses the Machne Sol, they get the Jewish people have to go into the army. He discusses on Wednesday and Thursday, no coming Shabbos, you have to Mechal Shabbos, unless you do A, B, and C, whether you switch your turn, or you take your Yitzchokim over here, they come Shabbos, you have to go Nefesh. Says, where's your Mechal to take care of it? He said, your Potsdam is Zochos, you have a Shabbos, the Kaddishoy. I said, Shomos, you have a Shabbos, the Kaddishoy. Shomer. That means when they have the Potsdam, Zochos, Shomer, Chavetz Chaim, Shalom Kugur, that's one Makar. It sounds like they get out of the Deraisa. Sounds that way. Sounds shiny. You look at the Achrenim over here, Kaddish Shabbos, Machsa Shekel, and others afterwards, they say it's only Dindra Abana from Sunday and onwards. Sabbath Tzedek, Torah Chaim, Mechonon, Stipler, Moshe, Shalom Zalman, it's only get out of the Abana. That means Zochos, Shomer, even though it applies from Sunday, but the Mechaim Shabbos, it's only Dindra Abana over here. Mechonon wants to get out of the Tzedek. Among the places we seem to say definitely get a drop on them. The Ilm does like asking that we're saying over here that according to the Balamor, the loch over here is that a person b'mokum mitzvah, he can go on a boat, on a caravan from the case of Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. There's no problem over here. Go to Eretz Yisrael. Can a person do a milah on Shabbos? We know the kid can be now b'koch nefesh, and you have to cook water on Shabbos. Do melacha d'oraisa of bishul on Shabbos. So the shaila in Siman Shinlam and Aleph, machlokes on Banan Balamor, on Balamor, same Balamor. Come along with Balamor and he says, you have no heter. There's no heter. So let's understand. The Balamor says, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, mocha mitzvah, the maestri can, what mitzvah? Eretz Yisrael, Yifascharo, Kedoimo, Aikarim, Chil Shabbos, cook nefesh, no problem. Mashenki, they get to bris milo. Bris Milo, you can move priests over here. Ma'i said, you have no heter. So there are two ways of answering it. One is the Chokhmah Shlomo says, one's the answer, we said according to Chofetz Chaim, one's Safek, one's Vadai. Case of Milo is Vadai, you have to heat up water. Okay, so Safek, you have the heter. Another way, the Moshe over here is saying over, was the case of before Shabbos, you'll have the heter, but now the case of on Shabbos. On Shabbos, the Ma'i said, you will not have this heter. Not the heter, Agam is not that clear that way in the Mechaber, he says, hey, the wolf lifts like Erev Shabbos, maybe on Shabbos you'll have a heter. Sound like the same kolom. Maestro, those who are in Erev Shabbos and on Shabbos, that's how also the stifle, Shlom Zalman, or Shabbos, others will answer between Erev Shabbos and on Shabbos. Now, building upon this case, a person has to worry about what happened on Shabbos Shabbos. The question is, they get to doctors. Some people are doctors, who are to be doctors, it's close to saving people's lives over here. So let's say they have a Torah on Shabbos, they have an opportunity on Shabbos to save lives, they're going to work the emergency room, or anything ke'inza. And the thing is, they know Shabbos morning, they're going to have their chance to save people's lives. They're there Friday afternoon, they get off, and they have to come back Shabbos morning. So the question is, can now they go back home Friday afternoon, have their Shabbos, sleep at home, have the Shabbos meal. Now the Shabbos morning, they're going to go drive to the hospital, do an Issa Deraisa, the Heta Alts for Chaibam. Can you, a personal Meister, go back home and then once he's, and then cause a Issa of Chil Shabbos? Can you go back home Friday afternoon? Is this Mam Salochan Siv Dalit? You're being Gurim, the Pulo of Chil Shabbos, to happen on Shabbos. Come on, Orchid Shabbos, when he compares the Sugis of Reish B'Ches, he first has two cases. He has one thing he wants to taino, that when a person, let's say he already is home, to go to the hospital, there's no chid to go to the hospital. Fine, no chid to go there. But let's say he already is in the hospital, the person have a right to go back, come back on Shabbos. He says, about this better idea, go here. But he said, even in the case of that Yisrael to go drive a car, you want taino the mice that's motor. Why? The lochid mokam mitzvah is motor. He has mokam mitzvah is motor. First, the archer Shabbos upon himself. There is no hesi even mokum mitzvah. Radvaz, Knesset Gedolo, we've been late. Remarkably, you have no idea how the world can go back on Friday afternoon and be going Mechilul Shabbos. A Maisa Darais over here. What's the answer? So Maisa, what he wants to answer, a Chiddush. He wants a Taina, the two cases. He wants Taina when a person on Friday afternoon, he's going back home, he's not doing anything special to be going Mechilul Shabbos. He finished a job and his house is his place. Going home. Then the next day he has to go somewhere else. He has to go to the hospital. But what is he doing? He's returning home and his house is home. Mashengi said, let's say he comes out Friday afternoon, you want to go do a mitzvah, let's say you want to go to eat by a sukkah, and then come back by driving, he said you have no heter, according to Mishnah Berurah. To a sukkah, he says you have no heter. Mitzvah mokavad is no heter. But they go back home, and Watayna, you're not doing anything to cause it, because you're looking upon it, I'm going home, my home is my place, and after, don't associate the next day. The Chiddush also. The way how Shlomo Zalman and Nemtzel, they seem to how they want to answer, they're different in the case of mitzvah, the case of maybe a tsar. A person with tsar on Shabbos, to tell them not to go home with their family, take away the oinig Shabbos. So right now, they have a mitzvah of being the mevat of the oinig Shabbos right now, they don't have to worry about what's going to happen tomorrow. It's very good, especially the dindur abban over here. That's what they said over. A chiluk, whether a case of I'm going to get to the mitzvah, or right now I'm taking away, I'm going to mevat of the oinig Shabbos, but not doing something. Fun, yishlotin. Meister, Moshe has a truth about this question. The Shmir Shabbos Pasuk is not the way. Said a person Friday afternoon, the Meister cannot go back home. Come along, Gilles say, if he wants time, it really depends upon this Machleg, Mr. Brewer, versus Michal Dramot, do we pass him Mokam Vada, is there Heter or not? It's a little bit shver according to Moshe, because Moshe holds Mokam Vada, he can't be Michal, not Mr. Brewer, or Chaim Chelik Vot. Actually, the Meister Machleg is among the place, giving the Shmir Shabbos on top, passes the Chumro. Yeah, even on boat, for cruise ship.
No,
he says it's a Medina. Medina, he says Medina, we pass on the Mishnah Berurah. Mais, it comes out that the Shmir Shabbos passes on the Chumrah, that doctor cannot go home on the afternoon. Mashenk, and he brings down the footnote, Shlomo Zalman, Mais is Mekel. Moshe, Mais is Machman, others are Mekel. The Moinam, what they go do?
They go. You see ladies, they get
those. So it could be a Goy can be much better. Again, it's not like the Mishnah Berurah, even in the case of a Goy, but it should be also. It's an Isra Bonan. I'm not clear about what's the look in the Gator Goy. Not clear. Maybe make it another Chalik. By case of a Chalam, maybe.
I'm
sorry? Oh, so maybe a Chalam, maybe a Chalam is different. Maybe a Chalam, yeah. It could be that the way they do it in my building every Friday night, Asa from Shai Tzad picks up, I have a nurse in my building, they come, the Goyim come. So it could be a Mil Noch in the Gator is better. But doing a melacha yourself will allow Dr. Rabbi Zetter. They did Yisrael Kamtnievsky on Shavuos night. The Moin Am seems to go over to the Kaisel. You have tens of thousands of people going to the Kaisel. And they've built upon this, therefore, the Mishterah, for danger reasons, has to set up all these different things for Kork Nefesh. So they're doing all these acts of Kork Nefesh to save Yidden from things happening by the Arabs. So you've been going with them. To Michal Shabbos, as Pekoch Nefesh. So, Yisrael Chaim, do you have a head to go to the Kaisel? Because, in the case of Vaday, there's still be Michal Shabbos, the Mishra, the Chiloinim, even in the case of Yidin, what's the head to go? So, after the long question, was Yisrael Chaim, you are back, Yish Mokum Lokal, no, you have Mokum Mekal. So, either you can answer Mokum Mekal, because every Yochad is not doing it, every Yochad does not make a difference over here. Well, that's the reason. Or maybe they do not have two Malachas over here. They're doing melachas, they can do the way that's not in the gate of melachas. There is true. Now you are sure of your Yeshua, I'm not sure what his answer is. Now, we have the halacha in Sif Dalit. That is called being. They call him. He's a shaito, so he's part of a mitzvah, I guess. So that's what he is. Well, I can say more than that. Now, we have to look in Sif Dalet of a heter of mitzvah. What defines the definition of mitzvah? First, the Mechaber brings down with a mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Now, what does it mean, the mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael? Is it a chiyuv or is it a kiyuv? Come on, the Moshe and Shuv, and he brings down a bad is only a mitzvah kiyuvis, not chiyuvis. He says, I'll bring you a chloraya. The Dorah is Klai, so we did not push himself to live in Eretz Yisrael. Ela must be Tzimitzik Yumis. That's Aleph. How he doesn't go on further in Tshuva, but once you are in Eretz Yisrael, the Ram brings down the Parakei Hilchos Melachim, pass that way to Shulchan Aruch and Ebenezer Simin Ainei, Osalotes. So, what is he ahead to for the Eilim over here to leave? To come here is Tzimitzik Yumis. Was Osalotes, less than Parnoso, case of maybe the Syrian over here, or the case of Torah. So, first, the heter of leaving is interesting. The Mishmuel and Simon Tovkov Lam and Aleph, he says you also have a heter, the same time over here, of a case of Revocho, there's Pnei Chaveroi. So you do have a heter. But more of the heter seems to be, that means even though today they have a heter, there's Pnei Chaveroi, come along with Nementzal says, why don't we just call your friend? You want to shmooze with him, call him, you can Skype him today. So love to give a heter to Bizmanazer. The idea of Shab Panoso being Marviach, also Yishlod, and the numerous ways of Lavdak is a simple heter. But the Minik Da'ilim seems to be Mekel, at least by the people who came here to visit, is Marie Tats and Shuv and Simon Pehe says that the people are allowed to come tonight. And why? He says otherwise people will not come. People probably will not come, they know they can't leave. If you knew, if your wife knew that you're not leaving and you can't leave, you got no, there'll be no Yeshiva Smir over here. Wouldn't it be? Da'ilim won't come. Therefore, he says, we have a right to come tonight. And the question, what about my kids, my grandkids? What's their head to go leave? Because they want to see their grandparents. This is like Haveri, I'm not clear that show. Grandparents don't want to see them. They want to see them. Yeah, Shlodim. But fine. For my at least our also here, what is their head to leave? They want to tie them inside the sugya of, we came tonight. Fine, so also lot says, but the coming is the Mitzkiyumis. Once in Mitzkiyumis, there's a place in Kshumit and Nafkuf Yud Omebeis. Come along with Ben Chaim and says, today is the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Sadhu first is Kanos to Rokham. Kam is danger. Second is, says there's no mitzvah today to live in Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because Kam and mitzvah is Kluyus Ba'aretz. Kam and ancient. The Eina Onu Yechon Lizor Behem. It's very hard today to keep Chumas, Maisish, Shemitah, numerous mitzvahs Kluyus Ba'aretz. And therefore he said there's no mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael Bezmanazah. No mitzvah. Now this Tosfos is brought down by the Pesach Tshuva and Ebenezer Simen Ayin Hei, quoting Ma'arit. Ma'arit says, "Is the Talmud Toya?" There's no, this place is, even though it's on the page and it's there, there's no star in it taking it off, no gears taking it out. It says, "The Ma'arit, is the Talmud Toya." Avad in the midst of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Come along with Moshe Tshuva, he wrote a Tshuva and Simen in the year Tovshin Yud Beis in 1952. He said about the Esamath, the Mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, he says, only Kiyumis. They bring down the Beinu Chaim, it says you should be choshish with Beinu Chaim and not live in Eretz Yisrael. Choshish Beinu Chaim. Maisa, why? Ain't no Yechon Lizor Behem, Chumas and Maisa and Shemitah. And therefore, built upon this, there's a Chokh Mashloim and Simon Reish Mem Ches. Reish Mem Ches is our sugi over here. He says, this the idea that Machabah says you had to Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, it brings down this with Beinu Chaim and says, today you have no Hetma Flik Mitzvino. You have no Hetma Flik Mitzvino. Why? You're Beinu Chaim over here. There's no Mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael as man as that. Get some chaper. The Maisel, who left the as is, Magarom, Mr. Bruo, the being down is the get over here, Dafko, I'm asked to live here, even Yesh Oimim, even walking down Amis, even turning, going back, too, she didn't what the get of Yesh Eretzol is, Yesh V'yesh, but left the as is. Shlomo Zalman has a shuvo in Tovshin Choches, in 1968. And he writes over there that even though Ben Chaim, who said there's no mitzvah, Yesh Eretzol, because it cannot be Zor, he says, now it's very simple to be Zor, to Mekayim it, no Indian, no problem. Everyone knows just by Bedatz, Lanto, Shavis, Rubin, there's no problem over here. They get to Shemitah, you don't have to know anything about Shemitah. Just know, it's very simple to go keep the halachos over here. And therefore, it seemed to me that change from 1952 of Moshe Tshuva to 1968 of Shlomo Zalman Tshuva, the Matthias is the Maisi can. And therefore, Shlomo Zalman says, even according to Ben Chaim Bizmanazeh, there is a mitzvah. There is a mitzvah. That means right now, again, Val, another question. Mitzvah Tzichis Kavono means you came here with your wife to have your Shana Rishayno or to come to learn Yeshiva Smir over here and you have no Kavono Mekayim Mitzvah Yeshiva Eretz Yisrael, you will not Mekayim the Mitzvah. Or Kosh Baruch Hu wants to be here. That's the Tzitzah. This is a glass, not a radio over here. Do you, were people, right now, have Kavono. Right now, have Kavono. Oh, fine. Have Kavono. And it should be Machmer Amanash Shloi to be Chayzer. Machmer over here. Build upon this. No, I said even Ramosha will get today. So Ramosha will get even today, it's very easy to keep the mitzvah of Eretz Yisrael. Building upon this, we see where the Mechab and Simon Shinvov, Siftud Aleph, the Shitosa says, you want to buy a deer in Eretz Yisrael and get a goy to sign the contract. Mechab says, even as man is them, it's Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. We spoke out, we learned the Sugya Mitzvah Chepschel, Vedab Bedover. Can a person go read an advertisement to go see a deer in Eretz Yisrael? Come up with the same record, Kodesh. Advertisements are also. But deer in Eretz Yisrael, Yosef, here, to see a deer in Eretz Yisrael, and my son, that's mutter. It's usually Eretz Yisrael. There's some Shalom Zalman. Can I go see a deer? Go visit deer and go see it. People, I'm going there to go check out the farm to go buy it. From Shalom Zalman, no problem. Why mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael? Fine, so we have one mitzvah here of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. That's clear. How far to take the getter of a mitzvah here? That's not that simple. That means we have a hetter again of a clear mitzvah. Then there seem to be what they call, I guess, more shvach mitzvah. Not that simple mitzvah. Come on, Ramo. They send you to mitzvahs, they get it to Sigil Parnoso. Achorim explained Ladavka Parnoso, meaning just to you need Parnoso, even to make more than what's needed over here. Also have a hetter over here, also lives Bnei Chaveroi. So again, the words of the Ramo is a person not make a machal against him. Says, however, the Bnei is not Yemekel, should not be Mekel. Again, Mr. Manazeli point out, Rav Neventhal says, Lish Bnei Chaveroi, Lav Dafk, you have the hetter, you should be Tzamtim the hetter over here. What mitzvah Lish Bnei Chaveroi is a great question. Great, again, what was the mitzvah to make a lot of money? What's the mitzvah of making a lot of money? The hetter panos and then making a lot. You have a hetter, a sati genecha, a pasuk metoyo, right? The Gemara in the beginning of a brachas aflamed hey. You have a hetter. Who says, where's the mitzvah? Shvach mitzvah, Mishmur agrees with that. Mishmur is saying, Echonami is saying, the place is not noy ki mekul, should not be mekul. In them place, those are noy that way. Fine, ye shlodim. Building upon the sugya over here is the Achon Miskalas about taking elective surgery. When you have choice when to go do surgery, what day to go do it. That means, let's say a doc tells you, you have to have surgery. That means one time I supposed to have brain surgery, so the doctor gave me different choices of what day to have brain surgery. Or at a Karev, they have a C-section, the doctor told her straight out, you have a choice, you can do it the C-section Sunday, Wednesday, or Friday. What day do you want? So, coming back, when they point out, before you have two sugyas in the year to us, when to go pick it, the day of the week. That means if you pick on Friday, so usually you come along Shabbos, or you have brain surgery on Friday, usually on Shabbos you might have nefesh. And if you're at Mechal Shabbos, if there's no mitzvah, no reason specifically to go do it for you on Shabbos, on Friday, therefore, you're Shabbos, nefesh. Second is, usually when you do it on Friday, what happens? You come to Mevatel Oinig Shabbos, you're really out of it. Not feeling well, take away your Oinig Shabbos over here. Coming from this course, means that two reasons why when a person has a choice when to go do something, they should not do it on Thursday and Friday. We spoke out, we learned the sugya of your letters in Simon Shalamid. The disciple says to walk to induce, don't walk on Thursday and Friday. Why? Because then you're causing, there might be a case of Chilul Shabbos. Mamash the side. And therefore, the Moshe was asked a question about Kamenetsky, Nashik Lohin, Obiyashim, Shemir Shabbos, Shigna Lokal Maisa, and most of all the Maisa bring down. The person had a choice when to go do the surgery. You have two sugyas over here. One, the chashas being goyim chil Shabbos as the koch nefesh. Are we passing simon shin chav ches sifkin dalit? Mishpur says Shabbos only tchuyo, not the case of hotsho. Avodya bayam says sugya mi mevatel enik Shabbos. Now, come along with our and point out not that simple to be machmer, to be machmer in the case of surgery. First, come along with just liyazi as a tshuva and what time ikra adil lemaisa should be mutter. You want to do it on Friday, there should be no problem over here. Once a taino, because maisa, it's not like the case of a boat. You want to go on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday to a makom mitzvah. I'll get there, so that's a mitzvah. I get panos, that's a mitzvah. Let's pay chavei, that's a mitzvah. Right now, I have a mitzvah upon me, I'm sick, I'm a chayla. Right now, I have a mitzvah to merap myself. Right now, I have a dint of take care of myself. How do I take care of it? I do surgery. So therefore, if right now is Thursday, that's it, I can do it tomorrow, Friday, or Sunday. Right now, the mitzvah is put upon me. That's all of his time over here is. Well, you said the Paiskim, let's say right now you're in, you have Yisroel over here, B'makom Tzar over here, you have a choice what day to go do it, Avad mitzvah Sukkim Tzar, Avad you also have the Heter. Now, the question is, why would you have a Heter B'makom Tzar, the Paiskim say, Kedem Shalom and Zalman, or for Shabbos, case of Vadai, you will have no heter. You're vadai leave the case of koch nefesh. So, either you could say, in case of vadai, you'll have a heter Let's say again, on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Mokam Tzar. Today's Thursday, you Mokam Tzar. I want to have the surgery tomorrow. I'm allowed Tzar. I know Vadechil Shabbos and Shabbos. What's my heter? I can wait till Sunday. So I come with Orchid Shabbos. He asks the question upon himself. What is your heter on to have surgery on Friday? I can wait till Sunday. He says the heter is why? Because of Semich upon the Mechaber against the Mishnah Berurah. Semich upon the Mechaber, they said, Mokam Vadi, you have a heter. That's one reason you can stay over. Another way to stay over, come on, Liyashiv, and you want to say the idea of Moshe before, and the chilutin, what mitzvah we're referring to? There's a case over here of a chayla, and the case over here negates the sugya of mitzvah b'kolius. I mean, really, the sugya of a chayla and simin shunchav ches if you're dying, we see over there that by a chayla she'ein by sakano, not only could a goy do mlocha deraisa, but a yid can do a mlocha derabon b'shinoi and mokam atzarech even deraisa b'shinoi. Now we have a sugya of mokam mitzvah. Do we ever see anywhere the mokam mitzvah ever had to go do a din rabbanu b'shinoi? A din deraisa b'shinoi? So we see a chayla had different klolim and gedorim had applied. We see a chayla is better. We have more time by case of a chayla than we have to get to sugya of mitzvah. That means you're right. A mitzvah will not have these atarim. Come on, B'yashim, it says, but chayla does have these atarim. We have the heter of negeh to causing things to go happen. They will come to the Yashu want to tie him Medinoi, if you're in Tsar, Kedoimo. Not even according to Mishnah Berurah, you have a right to do the surgery on Friday and not wait for the case on Sunday. Even though it's a case of Avadai. Obviously, if you're not in Tsar, you have a choice on Friday or Sunday. Avadai is the case on Sunday. That's Poshet. Now, come on, Pishka Chub over here and discusses once we have the idea of taking a boat or in the caravans, the Midbar, he discusses other ways of traveling. So let's discuss other ways of traveling on Shabbos. The kids are. First of all, can a person take a train on Shabbos? Take a train on Shabbos. Come with some soybean chelik vav. Tereshul Mishnah says, here you have bayat chumim. You have no head to be telling the sugya of chumim. What about mitzvah the sugya going in the airplane? Again, the Moshe says, you have bayat the runway of chumim over here. Then when the chizitzchok, it's liyaz gets involved with. We want to tie them mitzvah the sugya of batul eating Shabbos. And which person would say, firstly, I'd rather have a zilzul. Moshe says, I don't want to even get involved with it because our tzibah is not going to airplane to Shabbos. Which is the answer gets involved with, let's say you go on the airplane before Shabbos and you can land after Shabbos. Right? So what's the answer? Always the Maile Meyod. So you want to say it's also the mitzvah of eating Shabbos because on the airplane, shakes back and forth, shin and vest, yishlozen. So we do get airplane gets sick over here.
You eat on the plane.
Fine, but Moshe, as Moshe says, our team won't go on the airplane on Shabbos, and of course, certainly they'll get a Zilzul Shabbos. Well, the numerous form Malachim being down over here is about going on a bike on Shabbos. Can you travel on a bike on Shabbos? Now, if you start thinking about it, you analyze it, what could be the Isser? And there is a Ben Ishchai, at least in one place, who wants a Matzah going on a bike on Shabbos. Maisa, Le Shemanu, V'Le Re'inu, anyone going on a bike on Shabbos. And then come out, as far as you see, at least 30 shubas that come up to answer it. But they have about 11, 12, 13 different reasons. And you see, for the reasons, that's the fact that I have so many reasons, not that clear why to answer. That means when they ask the Moshe of Mr. Yaakov, they want to ask themselves, Sugi of Ubdin Dechol. Now, when you learn Sugi of Ubdin Dechol, you should learn Harbe, why they still get Ubdin Dechol. The second reason, the Kavachim wants to say, you have a Gzeir, you might leave the Dechol. Gzeir. The Shilas Yaakov wants to ask her, why? Because you might come up to fix the bike. When it breaks, it might fix it. The Shilas Yaakov, others want to make another jamban, as tish place. You have to settle. Going to bike, you shake back and forth. Others want to bring down, because you might be Mavidal Amos and Shusarabim. Others will say, because what is Dovah Tumul Rabim? Others say, you might make, what? That's, I'm saying, these days, sir. What could this be? What could this be? What? What?
Working. Yeah,
who's
working?
Who's working? You know.
Yeah.
Well,
some people are yeah.
No, it might be an issue if you exercise. No, I don't think. So those who want time that you have is making a chwitz in the ground over here. Some want to say inside the sugar, maybe you rip off a branch like on a horse over here. Others want time that it's not in the chalakit of covered Shabbos. Others want to say inside meaning. If I didn't throw the people, I said kach noigim. The question that everyone discusses. Once you know the bike's no go on, what about a kid bike or a tricycle or kedoyma? So that is very simple. Since the is itself yeshlodin and baking the matana, it should not be a problem. Bedino if you're out to answer it, and therefore avada will mechanic kids slowly. Let's say the kid is taking it and he'll not be happy to take it away from him. then the Maisa, we keep quiet over here. Keep quiet. We let them be as is, but slowly, Machadach kids, the Yisoid in Chinuch, they say, is not to get kids to do things now. The Yisoid in Chinuch is we want them to do things in the future. People sometimes make a mistake in Chinuch. You gotta get the kid to go do it. No, you don't get the kid to go do it. You have to get them when they get older to do it. So if they do things now, when they're angry or upset, they take away something they enjoy, it's counterproductive, it's anti-chinuch. We have to do things in a healthy way to mechanize them for the future and not for now. Building upon this, again, we're mechanech slowly. Everyone sees a kid on it. On kids. I'm saying kids.
He's asking all the people.
But let's say all the people. They don't call them bikes. Now, negate roller skates, negate roller blades, the skateboarders, scooters. So again, there are Heineken Shuvas discussing what exactly the Isser is. The nechlegeter of minig, is it nechlegeter of a bike? Where's it coming from? Lamaisa, the way how Berkowitz answers all these type of questions, Asuli is incorrect. Asuli and Nechlegeter is a little Shabbos. And then he says from 8 years and onwards, we try to mechanize them slowly. This is not the correct at all. It depends where you live, where you're coming from, what's the sphere around you. Lamaisa, everyone understands that's not the correct Hanhoga on Shabbos. And therefore, mechanech slowly over here. However, on a bimba, Lamaisa, that's okay, that's fine. The kid wants to go on his bimba. On that thing, I didn't see anyone who said to mechanech or 2-year-old not to go on his bimba. That Lamaisa is not a problem over here. But more than that, everyone has said it's not the story of Shabbos, and we should mechanech him slowly not to go on these skates and these scooters and these kidoimo. Again, if kids take it, usually it's healthier for the kid and for you. Keep quiet. Now, kids are sometimes, as we see a lot of times in Shulchan Aruch, they put noshim together, count of the kids, or adults on the count of the kids, or motiv shiya, whatever, leave them as is, each one on their own, everyone has to be a chochem, or how to deal with people. And in general, the straight shiboy is a body that's not the correct thing to go do on Shabbos. Next time, it's a Rishon test.